If we don't do it, it's not going to happen. The only way that discrimination is going to end against people of color, against women, against our LGBT community is if we do it, which means that we've got to outreach to those that are not with us. We've got to educate them. We've got to mobilize them. We've got to motivate them. That's the only way it can happen. So I'm going to ask all of you, who's got the power?
We have power.
What kind of power?
People power.
All right. Si, se, puede.
That voice you just heard, she led thousands of people throughout the lengths of California to the state capitol in demand of better wages, rights, and humane treatment for the farm workers. Her name is Dolores Huerta, and like you heard in her speech, we have to outreach to those that are not with us, educate them, motivate, and mobilize them.
The Cesar Chavez Convivio was held on April 6, 2019 at the Alicia Sanchez International Elementary School to commemorate the achievements of Cesar Chavez and Dolores Huerta. Put on entirely by the Lafayette Youth Advisory Committee every year, the event strives to continue the progress that was initiated by inspirational leaders. The event showcased an interactive media installation.
The interactive installation consisted of a portable radio recording booth where interviewers appear on a screen and the event goer uses a control box to listen to the questions and record their answers.
We aim to provide a platform where people who otherwise might not get to voice their opinions were able to give their opinions about youth activism, immigration, grassroots action, and health. How imperative is it for youth to be involved in local legislation?
It's so important because though we've all been young people, we don't know what it's like for young people today. We don't know the stresses that they have. We don't know the impact that the change in social media has truly had on them. Last year, we had the opportunity to hear the ELIAC folks come forward with the Sugary Beverages Initiative, and it was so wonderful to hear those students all speaking up and bringing their testimony into council chambers. And I really feel like it empowered them, and they realized the importance of being involved to effect social change. It's so important that they take advantage of the fact that they can be 18 years old and join committees throughout the community and get involved in legislation that is so important to all of our lives.
Is social media an effective method for organizing grassroots action?
Yeah, it is, because the youth uses social media all the time, and it's a good way to connect with people outside of our tiny little bubble of Lafayette.
Absolutely. Social media should be one of those avenues to bring the message to more people, to make it more popular, and even to make it more fun.
¿Qué tipo de cambio social es necesario para mejorar las condiciones de inmigrantes indocumentados?
Bueno, un gran problema con inmigrantes indocumentados hoy en día son estos tent cities, estos pequeños campos fronterizos donde jóvenes, niños, han muerto por las condiciones ahí. O sea, es impresionante que dos niños guatemaltecos murieron bajo la custodia de los Estados Unidos.
What are your views on mental health issues in the United States?
Mental health issues are clearly a problem. We've obviously had a very difficult time identifying and supporting those with mental issues. Those folks who have suffered have often gone on to do things detrimental to themselves and to others. Certainly the access to mental health, the support economically for those who have health issues, should be a major concern for many of our policies and procedures moving forward.
I think that there isn't enough education in school around mental health issues.
They are often looked over. People think that they aren't as important as they really are.
The fact that anxiety levels of high school students are those of insane asylum patients from the 60s is obviously a very big statement, and we need to be doing something much bigger to help people with mental health issues.
For this next question, you will hear a response by Cesar Chavez telling his experience with grassroots action and its impact.
Have you been involved with grassroots activism? If so, can you describe your experience to me?
When we left the fields to go on the boycott, the employers also went following us. And we went to the people of this country and we said, in whichever way we could, with leaflets, going to meetings, to students, to union meetings, to church meetings, and everywhere and anywhere that they would have us. And we told the people in America, help us, we need your help. And they responded. And the employers came right after us. But they went to the public in a little different way. They went through slick paid advertisement, and we beat them. And after they found out that we could actually get people to boycott in this country, And the only thing left for them to do was to come up with Proposition 22 that would essentially strip all those rights away from us and your rights to help us. Proposition 22 seeks to do only one thing. They want to take the strike and the boycott away from the Farm Workers Union as a way to stop our progress and to eventually destroy the union. They want to do away with the boycott because we have demonstrated to them that we can go out to the masses of people in this country and that the majority of the people in this country do care about the underdog, do care about injustices, and have demonstrated in a very direct way that they want to help us.
This production has been made possible thanks to the collaboration between KGNU Media Gardens team and the Lafayette Youth Advisory Committee. Stay tuned for more youth-driven media intervention audio productions. And remember, we are the people. Si se puede.